Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're talking Real Housewives, and there's a reason, specific reason why. So for a long time, if you've listened to the show, you know the Real Housewives franchise, every city. Katie's life, it flows in her veins. She can't exist without it.
It's part of me. It's who I am.
Yep. Watched probably every episode multiple times.
Yes,
right.
I watched almost every single one at least twice.
She's been trying to get me into the show for a while, and to her credit, you know, she knows butting my head against the wall here. He's never going to watch. Smash cut to now.
Right.
There's a podcast that I listen to, and it's a bunch of bros. And when I listen to them talk about Real Housewives, it makes me feel like I'm on the outside of an inside joke.
Okay.
And I feel like I'm missing something.
Okay.
So I asked Katie before we started talking, I said, if I were to watch just one season, not one city, one season, what would it be? And she shut down.
I really did. At first I had answers, and then I said no. And then I go to say,
It was literally like watching a robot malfunction.
Right.
So we need your help. If you're a Real Housewives fan, call or text us 909-1065. Let's start with Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Hey, do us a favor, turn your radio off, okay? So if you were to tell me or anybody one single Real Housewives season, what would it be and why? And Katie will agree or disagree.
The hardest question ever, but it would have to be for you personally, it would have to be Beverly Hills season one, just because you are in like kind of pop culture, you follow it, and these women, everybody kind of knows their household names, like Kelsey Grammer.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That would get you hooked because you know they're kind of household names, and it's so juicy.
Adrian Maloof. Remember when the Maloofs owned the Kings?
Really?
Yeah, their sister, Adrian Maloof, was part of the first
season one
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
And Kelsey Grammer was on the show?
So his wife is, well, now... actively watch him leaving her. Like, at one point, like, he's already started to have an affair with, like, a flight attendant or something.
What?
She doesn't know this yet. What's her name again?
Camille.
Camille doesn't know this yet, okay? And at one point, they're going to, like, some sort of red carpet thing for him. Mm-hmm. And the look of disinterest and disdain on his face is so palpable. You are...
It sounds cringy. I do like cringe.
Okay. It is super cringy.
Season one of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Somebody texted in, Katie, season 10 of Atlanta Housewives. This is after Portia and
Phaedra
claims Candy tried to, quote, you know, Portia.
Okay. Sexually assault.
This is the season Nene comes back and eats Portia alive.
Okay.
Do you agree with that one?
No.
Oh, wow.
I think that the earlier editions of Atlanta are actually just yummier.
Better?
Like, they're so, I mean, Sheree tries to snatch Kim's wig off. Kim is a white woman who wears wigs exclusively.
Liz, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a big Real Housewives fan?
I sure am.
Good.
What is the one single season that you would recommend for me or anybody else?
Okay, I think I'm going to stick with Beverly Hills and maybe go season 5.
Okay, tell us why.
Because you have everything. You have Erica Jane being Erica Jane.
Okay, yeah.
You have You have violence in a foreign city.
Ooh. Okay.
This is when Brandy and Lisa, like, have the falling out, and it's so it's so cringe to watch.
Is that
so
when Brandy thinking. Slaps Lisa?
What?
Yes.
Okay, but she doesn't. Okay, but she does it playfully. But nobody's in the mood for Brandy at that
no,
point.
She definitely did not read the room.
No,
oh, it's
no,
so cringe.
No. Okay, let me throw this one out at you though. What about Roni? Okay, when Simon and Alex are on.
Oh my God. Oh, oh, like it makes my skin crawl.
Okay.
What city
them.
Is
okay,
that?
This is New York.
Okay.
There's this couple, Simon and Alex Van Kemp. And he was Australian and she considered herself quite the socialite. Nobody else did. But they walk through life as if people treat them that way.
Well, listen, another text message we got in, New Jersey, any season.
Okay. Ooh.
Somebody said season 3, Salt Lake City, Gen drama, insane.
I'm going to actually do a deep cut on New Jersey, and I'm going to say the season, it was only one season where the twins were on, and there was this husband named Jim Marchese, and he said that one of the twins' husbands had sex with their mother.
All right, okay. So we're not getting a clear-cut answer.
Because there is no answer. You just have to watch them all.
All right. Maybe I'll just spin a wheel, and whatever it lands on, I will give one season a try.
Okay. I love it.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.